This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. At the G7 summit in France, a top Iranian official paid an unannounced visit to the gathering, where leaders had been debating how to handle Iran's nuclear ambitions. France's surprise invitation of Iran's foreign minister was a high-stakes gamble for French President Emmanuel Macron, who is the host of the G7. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says President Trump is open to meeting with the Iranians.
The president has said before that to the extent Iran wants to sit down and negotiate, he would not set preconditions to those negotiations.
Meanwhile, Mr. Trump says the U.S. and Japan have reached an agreement on a trade deal in principle that will be signed in September during the U.N. General Assembly. Hong Kong police drew their guns Sunday night after protesters attacked officers with sticks and rods. They also used water cannon trucks for the first time, an escalation in the summer-long protests. Earlier, a large crowd rallied in the park while a group of hardline protesters took over a main street, lining up traffic barriers and cones to obstruct police. The Taliban says it expects negotiations with the United States to conclude today, finalizing a peace deal to end the 18-year-old war in Afghanistan. A Taliban spokesman told VOA the two sides are fleshing out details of a mechanism for U.S.-led foreign troops to withdraw from the country. Taliban officials say the deal being negotiated with the U.S. will require the insurgent group to open a peace process with Afghan stakeholders to discuss a ceasefire and matters related to future political governance. U.S. officials say the Taliban also will be bound to prevent al-Qaeda from establishing safe haven and to help defeat Islamic State terrorists in the country. For all the news on the go, download the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Israel's military struck inside Syria late Saturday and said it